I'm William O'Flaherty from All About Jack, a C.S. Lewis podcast. With me today is Dr. Lewis Marcos. First, I was hoping you could share a short update on the movie about the life of C.S. Lewis that you wrote the screenplay, or you co-wrote the screenplay.
Yeah, thanks, William. I mean, I'm excited to talk about that. A friend and I have co-written the screenplay. It's gone through many different revisions, and it's gone through many different titles. And the most recent title, and the title it will have, is The Lion Awakes. And once we got that title, it sort of galvanized and brought it together. Many of your listeners will have seen Shadowlands, which is about the second half of C.S. Lewis's life and his marriage to Joy. This is about the first half of Lewis's life, beginning in his early childhood and his experience of Joy, and climaxing when Lewis chose to give a series of broadcast talks over the BBC during the dark days of World War II. And those broadcast talks that he gave over the radio eventually were collected and published as Mere Christianity. And one of the things we're emphasizing in our film is not only telling the story of Lewis's conversion and his friendship to Tolkien and all of the stages it went through, but a lot of people don't realize that Lewis, by agreeing to speak about Christianity over the BBC radio, was taking a great risk. Lewis wanted to get a professorship at Oxford, and he was jeopardizing his career by not only talking over a popular medium, the radio, but talking about Christianity. And it wasn't just that it was Christianity. Lewis was an English professor. Christianity was not his specialization. And so Lewis really did a very brave thing career-wise to make this decision. And so part of the way our film works is that Lewis, as he relives his experiences and his journey to faith, is trying to understand what the calling is on his life. Will the lion awake? And of course, the lion awake is a title that works on many levels. The lion is England. It's also Winston Churchill. And it's, of course, it's the lion Aslan. And the thing is, will the lion awake and, you know, fulfill his calling to help galvanize his nation and show them what they're fighting for?
Now, is there any timetable? I know there's some different things you were mentioning before we started recording that I don't know if it was even daily, but at least definitely weekly things that are going on in terms of, but what is the best case scenario for any kind of timetable or any other news you might be able to share about the movie?
Our ideal is that this film will come out between The Hobbit Part 1 and The Hobbit Part 2. So we're talking about sometime between late 2012 and sort of the spring of 2013 is what we're looking at now. And like, you know, like a lot of movies, once you got the script kind of perfectly in hand, things can move rather quickly. And so we've actually worked 2 years on this script, going over it and changing it and making it. I mean, really, William, what we're trying to do is make this film sort of like Chariots of Fire, or if you've seen Les Miserables, the musical, something that deals with faith very, very directly and very, very sincerely, but is not preachy. And so every time we went through it, we wanted it to be accessible to a wide audience. We wanted to present the true Christian faith of C.S. Lewis, but not present it in a way that it will seem like we're preaching or standing at the lectern. It's got to be dramatized. And so we kept finding ways to dramatize Lewis's relationship with God and his struggle. And of course, as we go through it, the character of Tolkien has gotten more and more important because, oddly, J.R.R. Tolkien has never been portrayed in film. Lewis has in Shadowlands and other things, but Tolkien has never really been dramatized by a real actor. And so as we revised, we even upped the ante on this, and this movie takes place in 1941, 1942. So The Hobbit's been published, but it's long before Chronicles of Narnia, 10 years before Chronicles of Narnia or Lord of the Rings came out. So this film shows us the seed of that as we're going along. And what we've tried to do in it is that as we're going through the main story, we're also seeing through CGI and other things the rich imagination of Lewis and Tolkien that is going to end up resulting in Narnia and Lord of the Rings. And one of the ways that we've tried to make this accessible, and it's true to Lewis, is to show how Lewis brought together not only faith and reason, but he brought together reason and imagination. And, you know, a lot of Christians, I'm very evangelical myself, and a lot of evangelicals are a little bit suspicious of the imagination, of fiction, of fairy tales. And it's wonderful that in this film we can show how for Lewis those things were inseparable. His growing faith went along with his growing imagination and, of course, you know, finds its real climax in the character of Aslan in the Chronicles of Narnia.
We look forward to more things about that. people can keep up to date with what you're doing. Your website that they can get to through the university is just simply, I think, loumarcos.com. Is
right,
that correct?
Right. www.loumarcos. Remember, that's M-A-R-K-O-S. Lou Marcos, a Greek name.
All right. Well, again, Lou, we thank you for your time, and we hope to talk to you again.
Great talking to you. Be glad to come.